This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are with me this Thursday to answer your questions about kitchen countertops and door handles. Interior enthusiast Jenny Sheehan and Emma Delaney, interior designer from April and the Bear. Good afternoon, ladies. You're both very welcome to the Home Squad. What do we need to consider, Jenny, when picking our countertop?
I think there's such a huge range available, and this is a frustrating answer, but there isn't a right countertop or a best countertop. They all have different pros and cons when it comes to cost, durability, look, feel, etc. And you really have to just sit yourself down and think, like, how do I use it? Am I going to be putting hot pans on it? Am I only putting it in for a few years? Do I really care about, you know, natural materials and wanting kind of art from the earth, as Ocean Lafferty would say? So you have to weigh up your requirements, and there's no wrong. There's no wrong.
If there's no issue with budgets, if you're the cash machine winner tomorrow, right? If you have any amount of money to spend on this countertop, what are you putting in, Emma?
Well,
what's the dream countertop?
I think marble's amazing. Yeah. Marble's fantastic, but I think as well, people need to be okay with staining, because a lot of the time people think marble is, in terms of maintenance and everything, it's not exactly the top of the tier for maintenance. So quartz would be an amazing option for, say, stain resistance and everything like that. The great thing about quartz as well is that there's so much variety.
So it's the step down under marble,
well,
is
we
it?
Do a little rundown.
That's the best way.
You're starting with, say, natural stone, which is your marbles, your granite even, and that is a slab cut from the ground and given to you as it came out. Then a very durable step down, you've got porcelain. So that is made from 100% kind of natural materials. It might have some silicone in there, compressed under very, very heavy and high temperatures, and it's pretty much bulletproof. Then you have quartz, which is, again, mostly quartz, about 90-95% roughly quartz, has some resins through it, and that's compressed very heavily. It's pretty much bulletproof. Mine is almost bulletproof. It's not fully heatproof.
People tell me, though, that there's coffee stains on it.
Yeah, well, what I do is I think Sif is magic for that. Anyone listening, if you've got coffee stains, I think Sif is brilliant on it. Yeah. And it really does it. And then you're down into your laminates. You obviously have wood as well, and that comes with its own set of requirements in terms of maintenance.
Oh,
and then
God.
You're down to your laminates and even tile. Some people have tile or copper or whatever. So that's kind of, you know,
That's where it's at. 087 1400 106, WhatsApp number for your questions for the Home Squad. This listener, Emma, foolishly bought a black worktop, they say, and every spill and slop can be seen on it. So is there anything I can put over it to stop this happening? Perhaps some kind of gloss or something?
Oh, I think you could probably maybe do some sort of sealant. But the thing is, though, is that even if you have that countertop down already, you know, you're kind of stuck with it unless you wanted to replace it. I mean, if you're replacing it, quartz is fantastic. You know, quartz is
They don't say what kind of, they just say it's a black worktop.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, black is really, really difficult to keep clean. It's, and you'd think the opposite, wouldn't you? That you were talking about putting something on it, and it's usually, if it's very high gloss, you see the stains a bit more easily. So I'm wondering, could you get it, could you get a matte finish applied to it? Would that help a little bit? But I think black is just really hard.
Yeah.
Listener has a wooden countertop. I don't like the colour. I'm actually sick looking at it. Could I varnish it, or will it require some kind of special varnish?
Oh, she could absolutely sand it back and then varnish it. Absolutely. And that could change the look entirely. So that's simple. They just sand it back and they apply obviously a varnish or you know, a different finish essentially. And she could go lighter, she could go darker.
That'd change the look of it completely.
That'd change the look. Yeah, absolutely.
How much work is involved in the maintenance of the wooden countertops?
So they do tend to stain. They do tend to, they're same as wooden floors. They, you know, you have to be a little bit careful about wet and stuff like that. And when you are applying that varnish or oil, just, you know, it's a food safe one, but you know, it comes in such a huge range, like you will be able to get whatever colour. But because it's wood and because it's natural, if you do get those stains, if you get chips, if you get anything, first of all, I quite like that. It's kind of a patina that builds up over time. And second of all, you can absolutely sand it back and you can change the colour and you can do whatever you want. So in summary, a light sanding and maybe a restaining every few years, and that
might help.
Yeah.
087 1400 106 WhatsApp number for your questions for the Home Squad. Listeners wondering, Emma, can you tile a countertop?
You can, absolutely. Yeah, it's so lovely. And
but
you
just
actually,
like with floor tiles?
Oh,
or do
yeah.
you mean
well,
as one slab, kind of large tile slab?
Well, you can do it with more smaller mosaic tiles, which would be lovely. You actually even see with coffee tables. Lately, people have resalvaged coffee tables and they've retiled the surface of it and it comes out so well. And even with grout, you can change the grouting colour. You could go for a white tile and then go for like a terracotta style grouting. It's lovely.
Paul wants to know, is there any way to get rid of heat marks on black marble? He put down a pot, left a ring. Please help.
On black marble?
Yeah. I would have thought that marble shouldn't stain like that though.
No, I did. Yeah, marble is a little bit more porous. It can be a little bit
more porous, a bit more less resistant to heat though, you know.
I don't know of any safe ways of doing that wouldn't damage your marble.
Yeah.
I wouldn't chance the pink stuff on that.
No.
Yeah.
My wife and I have picked the colour terracotta for the island in our new build home. We are unsure as to what colour the rest of the kitchen should be. Some kind of maybe off-white, but she has a colour in mind. If you guys have a colour in mind, that would be great. We've gone for some Sequina honey? A wood effect tile for the open kitchen, open area, if that makes sense or makes any decision easier. What handles would we also choose? Well, what kind of colour cabinets would you put with terracotta?
It's such a warm, lovely colour. I think I'd just lean into that. I mean, he mentioned off-white. I'd go with the, dare I say, slightly creamier off-white, you know, rather than a cooler one. And if you have that lovely honey colour coming through, there's so much warmth in that and there's so much warmth in wood. I think I'd really lean into those really, really warm colours and just stick with that kind of, you know, off-whites with a, I don't want to go back to a marigold or a yellow
When I
colour,
think of terracotta, I kind of think of the late 90s. We went through a phase at
we
home.
Have it. We have it in our home, actually. A lot of terracotta and wood.
It's like such a resurgence lately, do you know?
Yeah.
I think even with terracotta, even if she was doing on her kitchen cabinets, her island is terracotta, right? And then on the other kitchen cabinets, she could go for like a colour drench of the wall.
Yeah.
Could be the exact same colour as the kitchen cabinets. So it'd be lovely. It'd be so nice and smooth.
This listener says, my wife is desperate for having clutter on the worktop. Any tips on hiding things away and keeping them off it?
There's two tips. I'm going to give credit to Kate, at Victorian Rat Mind System. She always says, have a clutter drawer. So if you can find a drawer or a cabinet or maybe it's a basket on the countertop or something like that, and that's your dedicated space where all your crap can go. And if someone's like, where is my this? Where is my that? It's there. The second thing is maybe look at something like an appliance garage. If you have a space on your countertop where there's lots of, you know, a blender and your air fryer and lots of things like that are just taking up space. You can retrofit appliance garages and look for them online. They're basically just doors that slide down over the mess and you can create a little extra cabinet for yourself.
I'm currently getting a kitchen in like literally right now today as we speak and I have a press in it that I've decided that it's to be put in. It's kind of like that sort of coffee dock station thing except all the appliances are going to be in it because I don't want a thing on the counter.
Yeah,
so I've got a press for the kettle and the coffee machine and it's all going to be thrown in there.
Yeah, they have to go somewhere. So you just have to plan around it.
Yeah, now it means the kitchen or the fridge is going to basically be in the sky. You know, it has to be so high up because I've prioritised this bloody press. Kitchen is not for the vertically challenged. It's ridiculous.
You have to design for you.
Does painting tiles in a kitchen splashback work?
Yeah,
100%. Absolutely. Yeah, you can get specific paint for tiles. So if she wanted to colour drench the tiles, it's the same shade as the walls. It's lovely. It's a really nice finish. Also, quick fix as well if you want to change it up. But you want to have a different colour, splash colour. It's great. It's fantastic.
Someone's wondering, what do you think? Is it Dexton worktops? What are they?
Dexton. It's a brand. Yeah, so Dekton, Silstone, you'll find lots of ones like that. They're really all a brand of those composite quartz type materials. Quartz
are they
quartz
as good?
Quartz or they're all fantastic. Yeah, they're really solid. They're really strong. They last you a very, very long time. Just go into each one and see. It's that difference that we mentioned at the start that the porcelain has usually some kind of a silicone or natural materials in it that makes it very, very, very heat resistant and bulletproof. And quartz usually has some resin through it, which makes it very, very, very heat resistant, but slightly less than the porcelain.
When I was kitchen investigating, I found out that you can now get your, like if you go for a floor tile, that sort of porcelain tile, you can actually get the countertop to match the tile, if you wish. You can have both the same.
It's all paired up really nice.
Yeah.
A note on the countertop says this texter, I'm looking for thoughts on framed photos in kitchens. Oh, my husband is dead set against it. Not quite kitchen countertops, but we'll take the question.
Framed photos, absolutely. I think it's how you integrate it into the scheme. I wouldn't be going photos every single where.
Like a shrine to your family.
Like a shrine to your family. I'd probably be avoiding that, but I think there's such nice ideas of kind of implementing them here and there throughout the space. Even if you do a gallery wall and you have maybe one or two photographs as part of the wall, it's lovely. It's so nice.
What do you recommend for tall presses? If you're going for a handleless look with some kind of lower units, how can we navigate that if we're not going to put handles on it?
I have a wall. Of floor to ceiling presses, and it's handleless, so it's just the little, you know, U-shape grip underneath it. And I don't know if you're asking because maybe the doors would be heavy or what, but it works absolutely fine, and you know, I think probably better than handles, so there's no issue with going handless. I think it looks great.
Is it not very marked and stained? I need handles, by the way. No, so if you've recommendations
where you
for it,
put
look.
Your hand in is kind of behind, so there's a U shape, you know, carved into the top or the bottom of the door, and so where you're putting your fingers isn't visible. Yeah, you might need to wipe it down every now and then, but it's, you know, it's
what's your preference, clean. Handles or handleless?
I would love handles. I do love a good handle. It kind of just dresses up space.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Kind of like a brushed brass or even antique brass. It's lovely as well.
Where would you recommend to look for them?
There is a place called Plank Hardware. They're online.
Frantically Googling.
They're fantastic because they have such a very, like, you know, such a varied selection of either modern or traditional, classical as well. Yeah. They're really lovely. Really kind of eclectic pieces too.
I like the quite long ones. They sort of have a little bit of a vintage look. You know, you probably know the name of them better than me.
Especially if you're going floor to ceiling, you know, just those long, slender handles. They're so pretty. So beautiful. Yeah.
Probably more of a political kitchen question. Listeners wondering the $50 million question. Am I putting my toaster on the worktop or in the cupboard? Dairy girls
you're
made me ask
it
the
in,
question.
You're putting it behind the appliance garage.
You know what? I'm putting it into this press that is costing a fortune to make. So that's where it's going. Yeah,
you've planted your flag there
now.
Yes,
the Catholic girl in me is still going to put the toaster into the press. But I know where they're going with this. Thanks a million, as always, for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday. My thanks to Jenny Sheehan, who you can find Workers College and social media. Emma Delaney, interior designer with April and the Bear Shop. Thanks so much for your time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.